Welcome to episode 74 of Pineapples and Thorns. I am Kat, and with me tonight is Fatal. Good evening, Fatal. How are you?
I'm cold and tired from shoveling, but I'm otherwise great.
How cold is it where you are?
Wow. Well, you hit me with a question I'm just not ready to answer. 19.
Real cold.
Well, I want to respect international norms and whatnot. So It is 19 degrees Fahrenheit, which in Celsius, I believe, is 74 below zero.
Pretty close. It is exactly
like 8, maybe
minus 19 Celsius here, which with the wind chill, it feels like minus 33.
Oh, so. Math failing.
Yeah. Too cold, not fit for man nor beast. So let's talk about some Clash. Let's see. Red Thorn did not fin SECWL this month. We ran a 30 in TGF Rising. Just for fun, to work in the Town Hall 16 kinks. And we promoted TGF Rising to Champ 3. So we have two clans in Champ 3 at the moment. Yay!
Well, now where are we going to run to for fun?
Well, there is no more fun. That's it. All the fun is gone.
Oh. Well.
We could go over to the Rated, because we spent 15s and 16s there, and that clan stayed in Masters too. So
we could always just flip-flop and say, hey, all you 12s and 13s, here's TGF Rising. I can't remember what league it's in, but this will be your SCCWL clan.
That's right.
We got this, Crystal 2, or I don't know. The Rated, I think, it's Masters 2. And Every month we get real close and then just spit the bit at the very end. Or we lose wars in ways that TGF and Red Thorn don't, but the rated has its own personality and everyone's happy and It's fine. We generally it's rare. We'll maybe have one missed attack in SECWL, and that's never. It's never been the reason we haven't promoted. So
no,
and it says it in the clan description. We're a war clan, sure, but it's, casual minis, things like that.
Yeah. And we've recently started accepting some strategic rushers there, because the CFF is just, getting a ton of strategic rushers coming into the server, because they're reading Colmity's guide to strategic rushing and finding it really beneficial. So they're wanting to join CFF clans, and many of the clans are just full to bursting because of it, which is really nice.
It is. It also makes, like, we're starting to have those uncomfortable, ooh, now where does this mini go?
Exactly.
Does my mini really belong here anymore? But so that part isn't nice, but, we can find clans easily.
Yeah. We have a few extra ones lying around, so we'll just have to open up a few more clans to accept everybody.
I bet you found a couple clans just looking under your couch cushions.
I did.
Oh, look at this. It's a Masters 3.
Look at, I found another level 10 clan.
I left this here in 2019.
It was just lying there doing nothing. So another thing that just happened this past weekend was the Hero Memorial War. Our good friend Hero from Crystal to Join, another podcaster, he tragically passed away a year ago. He was famous for being a Blizzard King. He just was an amazing attacker and all-around great guy. He taught many of us how to do a proper Blizzard, which this war you were supposed to do a Blizzard in honor of him, but wow. We just,
maybe not a proper one, right?
there were no proper Blizzards done. I can pretty much guarantee that. It was kind of ugly, but everybody had a good time in his memory, and unfortunately we lost the war by one star, but it was a good time, and his wife Amber was there playing his count, so it was
you don't want to get her banned.
It was all in the family. So Red Thorn is currently running all Town Hall 16 wars, and it's been interesting to say the least. We seem to be running into a lot of clans that are spinning wars for ore, a lot of Champs 1 and esports focused clans, it seems. So it's been a little bit more challenging.
There you go, misusing the word interesting again. I would say it's been kind of crummy
Kind of crummy. Well,
the warlock's taking a beating.
It is, but we don't look at that too closely. It's the wars are usually pretty close. There's been a couple where we've just been schooled. And, you know, the cry has gone out for root riders to be nerfed near and far, but I don't think it's something that needs to be done quite yet. I think once the rest of the defenses start being added for updating, I think it'll just naturally balance.
Yeah, here's hoping, because it seems a little silly right now, the hit rates.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not challenging to a dirty casual like me, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
The scores are, it's a little jarring. You know, the hit rates and the scores of these wars are, it's a different world now.
It is. Like, I think most of the wars have been near perfect.
Yeah. And is it a worse world? It's not for me to say.
No. I'm still having fun overall. I'd like to win a few more wars than we are, but I think that'll come, once bases catch up and people get comfortable. Like, most of our attacks are like 98%, time fails, 99%, 96%. So we're really close, I think.
And if the hit rate goes up, remember, there's something about tripling still, right? Mm-hmm. So if the hit rate's up across the board and you're having more success than you used to, or not than you're used to, I'm just saying in general.
Then, yes, me personally.
No.
I'm not used to tripling.
I know how that came out, and that was not the intent whatsoever. But if one is tripling more than one is used to, then there's a little extra fun in that, right?
Yes. That's what the game is all about, with war and everything. It's, you feel like I actually know how to play this game when you triple. And yes, many of the pros complain about it. I've seen on Twitter and other places, complaining about the fact that the game is quote unquote broken and, Supercell needs to do something, but they needed to do something for the average player, and that's what they did. Because let's face it, Town Hall 15 was ridiculously difficult for the average player.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. They decoupled the hero abilities from the hero now, right? Mm-hmm. So perhaps there's a way of them putting some sort of an upper limit on the abilities that can be used in a war for the pros. I'm not saying it's built out. I'm not saying they're even building it. But it's just a different way, perhaps, that they may be thinking about changing the balancing. But I will say this, you almost can't have the pros playing a different game, because until there's a way to send a friendly war challenge that says, the hero abilities are all capped at, say, the equipment is level 12 or something, right? Well, you're pretty much practicing on whatever you have. You probably got an 18, unless you're using an epic ability and it's 27, whatever. But, you can't, you got to practice how you play. So I don't know if they can really do that. But
yeah,
I do think, though, what's the fun in 15 versus 15? And I'm talking about stars, not players. So,
right.
I mean, it's always going to be on time. Or are you hoping that your tornado was perfectly placed? Or I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure the base builders are kind of spinning their wheels right now, trying to figure out how to defend.
Well, if they live near me here in Michigan, then they're definitely spinning their wheels, because the roads are complete butt.
So let's talk a little bit about Town Hall 16. Discussing that briefly. But where are you with your Town Hall 16? Are you max yet?
No, and I've been out of town for a few days, so I really wasn't in game much. I was in war, and if I had war hits to do, I would log in, hit with my trained troops, and come back out. And wouldn't one of the days I had a 12-pack doing that. So I'd do that more often. But long story short, I'm behind. I'm using books and hammers for heroes at this point, because I do not want to sit out wars.
Well, that's my problem, is because I just put my RC down, and I don't want to war a hero down. It's that catch 22. You need the ore, and you need to war to get the ore.
So wait, don't our sponsors pay for your upgrades?
They should. They said the check was in the mail, but I haven't seen it yet.
Pony Express, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. So yeah, we you know, not being well moneyed, and it's that time of year where I'm trying to dig out from Christmas. So I'm just kind of doing it that way. So I am a bit behind. If I look, and I do have Clash open right in front of me, so my mortars haven't started. I've got a couple Wizard Towers yet to start, Expo yet to start, and a whole bunch of the new combined defenses to start. So I got plenty of work to do. And plus, you know, not logging in for a few days, basically not logging in. And that really set me back. I came home to like four builders. So my sneaky gobs are on the one gem blast right now. So I'm just rapidly trying to catch up as best I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been chipping away. It's, you know, really long upgrade times. You're looking, what, at 14 days, 10 days for most of them. My heroes, like 7 days.
And that's if you have gold pass, right?
That's if you have gold pass. And yeah, having a hero down for that long, especially like I'm in legends on my main. So, you know, trying to do legend hits down at one hero. And I was thinking about putting two down, but I think that would just make life completely miserable. Then I might as well not even do my attacks. So.
No, that's hard, right? In Town Hall 9 days, you could triple without a king, for instance. Yeah. It wasn't impossible. It was more difficult, but like a quad Lalo or something at Town Hall 9. But think of what the game is now compared to when we were Town Hall 9s, playing in the Town Hall 9/10 era. It's forget it. You're not tripling without, you know, all your heroes. Well, people like us aren't tripling without all their heroes. I wouldn't put it past some guys to be able to swag, say, an RC. We've seen that, right?
Oh yeah.
Ivaka Soda used to do that for fun. So yeah, Ivaka Soda, thanks.
With his eyes closed.
Yeah, making me depressed about the game. And
so I know Trample talked extensively about equipment on his latest episode. He was recommending Vamp Stash, Healing Puppet, and Healing Tome as priority upgrades. So I think I would probably recommend for anybody looking for detailed numbers on the equipment to listen to his episodes, because he gives an excellent detailed look at that and what to upgrade.
Yeah, only after listening to a couple more of ours, please.
Yes, make sure you listen to ours first and go listen to Trample.
Yeah, so real quick, yeah, so I'm lagging on the ore too a little bit. So, you know, I think I've maxed my RCs, two of them. I've maxed the invisibility on the queen, but I'm the Vamp Stash, I haven't even touched that one yet, because for a while there I was like, oh man, we got this epic equipment, the giant gauntlet, and I started way down the path on that. I'm like, oh, this doesn't really work, because no one really has a bunch of buildings right next to each other, do they? So, but you know, I'm just doing my own thing and doing it kind of in a mediocre fashion.
Yeah, well, I went and I maxed the gauntlet on Kitty Cat, my second 16, and then found out that Trample was recommending not max the gauntlet right away. He was focused on the Vamp Stash. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, oh, guess I'm going back to working on the Vamp Stash. Now, another thing that's kind of bothering me is like, we've been warring nonstop, and I do my legend hits every day, and it just seems like you never have enough ore to get ahead of the curve on these abilities. Like, I haven't even touched most of them. I've been trying to focus on the Vamp Stash and, you know, the Barbarian Puppet mostly. But I wish that they would give us a little bit more ore. Like, I don't want to buy it in the shop. It was $3.99 right. Canadian for 30 starry or 200 glowy or 1,000 shiny ore. And I really don't want to be spending money on ore.
Right. And I think it's almost like Christmas, right? You just want everything at once. Because I don't, it's probably not a real popular opinion, but I actually think they're somewhat generous with it, right? I mean, you get a decent amount. I think what makes it feel like we don't get it fast enough is that there's no build time to upgrade. You just, I have it all. I'm just going to smack that button and it's upgraded.
Yeah.
So I'm here to advocate for Supercell to introduce build times for upgrading equipment. How you like me now?
That's it. You're fired. One thing what I would like to see is a little storage for the ore. Some kind of like thing in game that you can see without having to go into the ore house. What's the word? Blacksmith shop. That's it.
The Ore House. Well, I know what I'm calling it now. I think yeah, there've been there wasn't there a movie called The Best Little Ore House in Texas?
Yeah, it was something quite similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard there
was a
nice mustache there too, right?
Good. Okay, that's it. moving right along. I do think they should have some kind of little storage so that you can see how much ore you have on hand without, you know, having to open up the blacksmith shop to look.
Hey, the what? Yeah. All right.
The blacksmith shop. Stop it. Moving right along. And have you noticed that quite a few people are picking up the game again?
I have. I always love it when beloved Mike shows up. Mike is such an OG and, you know, predictable. New town hall, here comes Mike, and he's back, and it's just...
And having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no sarcasm or hidden, like, insult in here. It's, you know, it's cool. I love it. Now, maybe it's town hall 17 that'll get mules back. I don't know, but...
Don't hold your breath.
Not holding my breath at all. But absolutely have noticed it.
Yeah, I know quite a few people have been trickling in here and there. They're curious about the new town hall, and then they look at it and go, what happened to the game? It's so different. And really, when you look back at it, it really has changed radically, just even from 15, just with the hero equipment coming on board and all that good stuff. So let's talk about the skins that they brought in, the Hero of the North skins. Do you like or hate them?
So, both. How about that? Like, I'm not buying them, but not because I don't like them, but only because, like, when I get into the skins, like, when I see, like, a theme I really like, and the scenery is for the home village, okay, I'll usually splurge, right? I think you get a couple of the gold pass and maybe a challenge. You get, you know, and so it's not terribly. It doesn't break the bank, and it's not as difficult to get. But there's already been a Warden of the North, and it doesn't really fit the same theme. And the scenery is for Builder Base, so that's I'm just keeping my wallet in my pocket for those. But yeah. I kind of like them, but not enough to buy, if that makes sense. Like, again, I go back to what I default to. I appreciate the heck out of what the artists are doing for the game.
Definitely. And I did buy the queen simply because the king came with the gold pass, of course. And I had the Warden of the North. But then you're right. When I look at them, the Warden of the North doesn't match the other two at all. Like, the king and the queen both have blonde hair. And you can tell the artwork is much better than when the Warden of the North came out. I'm almost thinking that they need to push out a patch of some kind to update his artwork, because I don't think it's fair that he really doesn't fit the set.
Yeah, and you can't say they don't have that. They may not be sitting on it, because they may.
I certainly hope they don't just issue it as a new and improved Warden of the North, and you have to pay for it, because I will not be buying that.
Man, that would be a little dark of them to do that, wouldn't it? pay $2 for the 4K HD version versus the the DSL version compared to your
64-bit.
Yeah. How many other terrible comparisons and metaphors can I screw up at once?
Oh, I'm sure there's lots.
Oh, give me a chance.
Now, you touched on the Builder Base scenery. You're right. I think a lot of people were disappointed. I mean, it's okay, but I have no interest in purchasing a scenery for the Builder Base, and you don't even get to choose which side of the base to put it on. Apparently, I think it's on it goes automatically on the second half of the village.
Oh, so, no one's ever going to see that either, because my defense over there is so elite. but no, you know, I go back to what I always say, like, no one's ever asking you, like, when you're talking Clash with another Clash player, you're always saying, oh, I'm a TH15. You're never saying I'm a Builder Hall 8, right?
Well, and maybe we should change this to
Cat
Builder Cat. Base Cat. Podcast. Yes.
Cat.
Yes, Vader.
Don't make me be the one to to cut the silliness short here. But you know, hey, where are you spending most of your time in game, right? Where, even if you're like chatting with people, you're not really generally doing that from the builder base, because you're not generally sitting in builder base. You're generally just sitting in your main base.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right. So I'm not a big fan. I didn't buy it. My feedback to them would be, you know, builder base is builder base. And it is what it is. And, you know, maybe they're throwing people a bone that, hey, you know, we have this team that redid builder base in the last year. And we don't want them to feel bad, like we're ignoring them, but then they can show them the sales figures and be like, yeah, you should be feel bad. You're fired. So that's my take.
I'd be surprised if a lot of people, you know, put up money on that, because most of the players that I know, they'll spend money on sceneries for their main village, but
you don't think they're going to fire them, do you? I'd hate to think I wield that kind of power in the clash.
You know, community. They listen to you intently. So I think he just, you know, some guy problem. With 40 years at Supercell just lost his job.
Boy, that's tragic. Biff, Biff, find me on Twitter. I'll tip you or something.
Okay, moving back to the main village. Let's talk about the kind of attacks you're using at Town Hall 16, because we don't want to know what kind of attacks you're using at BH9.
You know, so I've been doing a little bit of Queen Charge Rut Rider. It seems pretty OP if I can, you know, have a little success at it, because my Queen Charge game has never been all that strong. The Grom Stomp is still quite viable. And which is a little crazy to me, like all you know, with a little bit of upgraded equipment, and you know, the main troops of that attack didn't really get an upgrade, like the super hogs and the hogs, right? They didn't not get yet. An upgrade, maybe not yet, right? But yeah. Ooh, if they do get an upgrade, holy wow, like now your hit rates might exceed 100%. But anyway, I am using that only because it's comfortable. But I need to get out of my comfort zone. Like I understand that attack. I can use it pretty well when it's the right base. I'm struggling on certain bases, so I probably need to brush up. But meanwhile, balloons got a new level. And why not go back and see what's working there? Like I was always a really bad balloon attacker, but it was kind of fun. It makes that success all the more fun. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably at some point do that. And that was one of the big reasons I upgraded my mini as hard as like working so hard at it, because it was like, well, it's just my mini. It's kind of in a less intense clan. That'd be a good quote unquote playground to try new attacks out and all that. And yet now I started doing the Grom Stomp on that one only because I'm so comfortable with it, but I need to get out of my comfort zone. Not because it's boring, because believe me, you know, it's not like I have 100% hit rate with the Grom Stomp. I don't. But you know, just try something new, because you never know when the meta is going to shift like real hard the other way.
Oh, exactly. And I've been using a lot of different combinations of Root Riders. I've been using a Zapquake Witch Root Rider attack that Trample shared with me, and our friend Peter shared an E-Titan Root Rider attack, and having some good success with those. Lolly is killing it with Valks.
So she speaks to them.
She does. She tells them what to do, and they listen. Because they're scared of her.
If only she had that kind of pull in clan.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm going to give that a try. I've got some trained up tonight, and hopefully I'll be able to get a few attacks in and see what they can do. I haven't used Valks in so long. But, you know, it's interesting because there are so many different things that you can use that have a chance of being viable.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to find a little bit of time, and it's going to be a few weeks yet. Life's been real busy, but I really want to find time and just be able to watch a little bit of Twitch or a little bit of YouTube and say, okay, Oh, they're doing that because, you know, how-to videos are a little bit harder to find these days if you're only used to looking at the big content creators. And this is not news, right? It's all about war recaps and views and OMG, Klaus did what? And with a shocked face, thumbnail. So, no, give me trample recording. Give me all of our friends do all the things I wish more people did. So I think they've continued what made Clash like a content creator friendly game. They're continuing. They're the ones carrying the torch. They're the ones doing some teaching. So shout them all out, Kat. I'll start with Trample. But they're the ones who are doing the teaching and pointing us at, you know what, maybe I don't know this yet, but I'm going to try it in Legends because one of my clanmates has had a lot of success with this attack. So I really need to carve out some time and find something beyond the Grom Stomp, which is OP, and just get back to having fun. There's a certain fun in. For me, it's not for everybody, but some people just like showing up and tripling everything. That's not for me. It never has been for me. I don't triple jack, but hey, oh, this is working. Why is it working? Let me see if I can the puzzle aspect of it. When you can just show up with your normal army and have a pretty good hit rate, like a Legends, that's when it starts to feel a little stale to me. And sure, it's nice to say, well, it's boring getting X number of triples a day. And it's not, again, I don't think I've ever had a 320, even during when we have those crazy event troops, I
Yes.
generally stay away from them. But there's a certain staleness that sets in, and you know what? That's what it gets you excited again. Like it's like pressing upgrade on your town hall. Like there's a certain excitement in doing something completely new. And that's what I kind of feel like I'm at a point where I need to really force myself to do that.
Exactly. And it is nervous. Like, I mean, if you're in Legends and you're thinking, well, I've got to make sure I try and get this triple. And but then you think to yourself, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't be so focused on getting that triple. I'm not trying to push up to 6,000 or 7,000 trophies. I should be just focused on looking at the base, trying to read it, and the army I have, how can I attack it and maybe triple it. Maybe I'll run into this base in war, right?
Yeah, and I think that's where FCs really come in handy, and I think that's by far like the best up part about the Town Hall 16 update is the ability to
Definitely.
FC your own,
Oh,
because
I've seen that so much in some of the clans, like Phoenix Reloaded. There's one guy I log on. It's just him FCing his own base, and it's showing in his war attacks because he's been using that giant arrow, and he is just crushing it.
yeah, and I do think though I wish it wouldn't clog up clan chat. They I wish they've been asking about like what improvements to clan chat. Well, add another tab for the FCs,
Yeah, that would be good.
or some other way of having it not break up the conversation, me and my 4% hits because oh look, I dropped the heal instead of the blimp or something, you know what I mean? So I wish that would be cleaned up, but otherwise, what a bonus. Like what a learning opportunity because you can go mad saying, yeah, I'm going to learn this new attack, so I'm just going to bring it to Legends. And you would never, that would be like your eighth best choice for hitting the base if it was a war, right? You'd be like, oh, I have seven other armies I would rather hit this with than the one that I actually came armed with. So that actually can deter you from trying new things. It's like, well, I have moderate success with this. I'm having very little success with this new thing I'm trying. Well, maybe that new thing you're trying, you need to FC your way through really to learn it. So you get a lot more practice at it. You find out the weak spots. You find out like its strengths. You find out, what's the real aim of this phase of the attack? Is it to get as much defensive splash value? Is it to get the town hall? Is it, you know what? So, and I really think that's where, trying to learn things just in Legends, you're really handicapping yourself. And I don't have time to watch the video, so I'm not FCing a lot. So I'll get there. But that's really to me like the sharing of the bases, the hitting the bases over and over, being like, oh, I get it now. When it clicks, it clicks. And you're never going to get that in just doing Legends. So at least it's going to take you a lot longer.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think most of us could stand to do a lot more FCs, whether it's against other clanmates or just against your own bases. You know, you have 5 or 6 different bases, so, you know, you just need to, you know, post them and start working on your attacks and practice carving out the shape that you want, or practice doing a sarch and getting that town hall, you know, with your drops and heals and spells. So talking about things that we'd like to see changed or added, what, if anything, would you like to see changed or added to the game at this point?
Well, I don't think it's all that well balanced yet, but it's hard to see. It's hard to really say where it's going to be once all the other defense come on board. Will there be new builder hut levels? Will there be from a theming perspective, you know, there's going to be a new monolith level, scattershot levels, et cetera.
Ouch.
So maybe a second monolith for AP, right?
No.
Or fifth, or second through fourth. So it's kind of hard to see into the future once, you know, we're seeing tons of ground expos in war. So, you know, people are, it's a ground meta. You know that right now, then if everyone's planning for ground, what happens if you go air? It's hard to say what needs to be changed or added because it feels really strong on the ground. And we know all of the upgrades that should be available at this level aren't there yet. And that's from more of like a Town Hall 16 perspective. Like, in general, we are struggling, right? We're always finding ways to have people needing to sit, and it's unfortunate because in random wars before 16, ore didn't matter at all. There was no ore. It was all, you know, loot, which you can pretty easily get no matter where you are, legends or otherwise. So you're now asking some people to have to take the hit to sit down. Some people have to sit, so they're missing out on ore, which is slowing down their progress on the ore house. And then let's see.
Yeah, I caught that.
pardon me. Is that going to get censored? So no. There's no 4-letter words there, just a 3 and a 5. You know, my constant call is, you know, please, when you're scouting a base, show me if it's called, show me the notes right there. Allow me to call it when I'm scouting it. You know, a lot of times when I back out, sure, it drops me right on the map, but I have to exit out certain levels to donate, and suddenly I forget what number base I was looking at because I'm senile. You know, that kind of thing. It'd be a big quality of life improvement to be able to do more while scouting. So those are a couple things. I know one of them I probably stole from you, but those are the two things beside
not really
feeling out the balance. How about you?
Well, for me, you know, when I go to Spin a War, it's because people are upgrading, doing things, or, you know, life is busy for them. We're often sitting at 38 green or 37 green. And so I either have to beg, force people to be in to make 40, or I'm looking at sitting 7 or 8 people out of war. And that's no fun as a leader, having to ask people to volunteer to sit out, or just telling people, well, sorry, I needed to sit people. So, you know, I know you're a co-leader or whatever. I know you won't complain. So I approach people like that. But then they're missing out on getting ore. So that's not really fair to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at least if we could spin 35 person wars, it would lessen that sort of thing, because most clans can normally spin either a 30 or a 40. Having that ability to spin a 35, I think it's time. I understand their reasoning for taking that away a few years ago, but I think we're at a place where the matchups are there.
So
if they gave it to us.
Refresh my memory, refresh the listener's memory. I believe I know the theory or the reason, but 35 was taken away as a matchup option because?
If I remember correctly, and, you know, people can correct me if I'm wrong, it was just there weren't that many clans spinning a 35 or a 45. So just for matchmaking, they decided to take those options away to force people into 30s or 40s. So it'd give you a bigger pool.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You could be sitting there even at a 30 or a 40 waiting forever because Yeah, even a 20% reduction in clans spinning there for a 35. I might get in a 45. Like 45 feels a little asinine to me. Either it's 50 or 40. Like,
yeah.
But 35, like, I think there's a market for 35 right now. But they're the ones who have the numbers. They're the ones who see the database. So maybe it's just the impossible dream. Maybe we're just recruiting five participating members or minis away from this not being a problem.
Possibly. So another thing that I'd like to see is the ability for leaders to remove flags in war. So you're calling on the war map. You know, somebody calls a base and they're at work. Life gets busy at work. They're in meetings, sitting there for 6 hours. Leadership should have the ability to remove that flag so somebody else can go in and attack it. Mm-hmm. Especially if people aren't time stamping.
Right. And I've never thrown this as another enhancement onto when you're scouting. But another thing, when you call a base, Supercell should be time stamping that.
Right.
This was called.
It should be automatic. Yeah.
Exactly. And you can set like, what is the expiration as part of that expiration that you're setting when, you know, this would be a clan setting, right? Not a war setting. It'd be a clan setting. And so, but when someone puts a red flag down, Supercell will always put the timestamp there and, you know, the clan setting will determine when it's removed.
Boom. Yeah. I like that. That would be so easy. That would be a great quality of life.
Huge quality
improvement. So another thing that they did recently, which I think was fantastic, they gave us drops on Twitch. So streamers would be streaming Clash, and by tuning in for 30 minutes, half an hour, whatever, you would get different rewards, whether it was a resource potion for C-Note or a Book of Heroes at the end. All you had to do was collect your Twitch drops. You didn't have to really even pay attention. Just come back every 30 minutes or so.
Okay, you were paying attention.
Always paying attention.
I don't want to get fired from Clash.
You know, I'm always paying attention to this stuff. But I think it was a great idea. The streamers that I've spoken with loved them and got an amazing upswing in viewership. They're hoping that Supercell will do more of those. So hopefully Supercell pays attention. It really supports the streamers and they really need that. So kudos to them for giving that a test run.
Yeah. I think we'll see more of that. It was, you know, some of the rewards were kind of eh, but those eh rewards weren't rewards you were getting at all. Like, so,
exactly.
And some of them were pretty cool. Like, sure, who's going to turn that down? And like you said, you know, you can kind of set it and forget it. You're giving an audience to some streamers who have for darn sure earned it. Like, it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's something that they should be doing all the time. I know other types of games will run those kind of drops almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. And you see huge viewership to get these drops. So, you know, for a game like Clash of Clans, that should be automatic. It's not really, I don't think, impacting the game economy that much. And it's promoting the game. So I think it's a win-win situation for them.
Yeah, I agree.
So we talked a lot about 16. Just want to briefly touch on the poor, forgotten Town Hall 15, because both of us have relatively newish Town Hall 15s. How are you finding it since the update? Do you still detest Town Hall 15, or are you liking it?
No, that's one I'm really working. I should be doing different attacks on it just because I can. What I find, though, is with the new 16, I'm spending a lot more of my time on the 16 and not making as quick of progress on the 15. So that's a bit of a bummer. But what I've found is everything's just, I mean, the same level of equipment is available. You know, I've got 18s on my 15. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, my RC is completely maxed on its equipment. So, you know, that's pretty cool. And I'm still finding six. Now, I want to couch this by saying my 15's in a Masters 2 clan. So our typical, even our random war matches are not as challenging as we see in Red Thorn. But
definitely. Yeah.
I'm tripling a lot. I had a six pack hitting up last war or two wars ago. And that is just weird. But You know, these aren't the greatest of bases. You know, I think maybe there's more of the general at Town Hall 15 still. But it's not too bad. I just wish I was making quicker progress, but I'm so focused on my 16. But I'm trying to figure out, okay, if I've got 60 walls, a lot of traps, but my heroes are maxed and all of this is like my pets are maxed, and it's like, man, am I just going to immediately go to 16 when I get to a certain place? And the answer may be yes, because even you know, having a max 15 a couple months ago, I was pressing to get my mini up as fast as I can because I wanted to have two max. So it kind of follows, but you know, I'm being a lot more economical on my mini than I've been on my main. So, you know, maybe it's just not meant to be, but I'm still pushing and I'm having a fair bit of success running the Grom Stomp as a 15, even against 16. So I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. I know for mine, I'm definitely finding it a little bit more enjoyable than the first two times I went through it with my other two accounts. I'm sort of taking my time. I do have the gold pass on it, but there's just so much to do that it's just, I know it's going to be quite a few months before I am max on that one. And then at that point, you're right. It's like you sit there and think, well, do I take this one up to 16? So I have 3 16s. Do I even need 3 16s?
Right.
Why not? You know, it's like, but we'll take that when it happens, if and when it happens. So, all right, let's jump into some fun stuff here. On topic, on theme with our weather, top 5 things to do when you are stuck in a blizzard or bitterly freezing cold. Let's put it that way.
All right. Number 5 is binge white knuckling driving. So every time I'm out driving, I'm gripping that wheel tight. I am sitting up a little extra straight. And, you know, I think I've thrown a picture in Discord of what our roads look like, and I'm sure you're used to I'm sure you're used to that. So it is, take it really slow and steady and have a big sigh of relief whenever I get to throw it into park in a parking lot or in a driveway and not in a ditch.
Good plan. My number 5 is a lot more tame. I like to read. I generally hibernate. It's really cold. So reading is my number 5. What's your number 4?
Binge napping. So, you know, if it's gray out all the time and have the time and you may not have anywhere to be, you know, this old man's grabbing an hour whenever he can.
Excellent. My number 4 is watch movies that I have this long list of movies that I'm supposed to be watching. And I just, this past weekend, I watched The Highwayman with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. It was based on a true story. These two ex-Texas Rangers hunted down Bonnie and Clyde back in the 30s. So I really enjoyed that. What is your number 3?
My number 3 is binge eating. Because who doesn't like to fill up their belly a little bit? So yeah, I've probably put on about 5 pounds since the start of December just because it's less active. And that kind of stinks. Like I have a treadmill, but doctor
you
said
can eat when you're on the treadmill.
Doctor said no running. So it is true. I could, I can walk, but you know, that's not as exciting. And, but I have to have, like sports on TV because if it's a real TV show, I find myself trying to listen instead of just kind of letting my mind escape, which is a bigger reason I ever exercise. It's just to reflect. It's almost part of my mental health routine. And if I'm sitting there trying to pay attention to a TV show, that kind of takes that part out of it.
Yeah.
So I have to get on that because it's good for me in so many ways. So stop binge eating and start binge walking.
There you go. My number 3 is shoveling. I find it therapeutic. I like to shovel, not super deep, heavy snow, but a reasonable, and not when it's minus 40, but I do like to shovel.
You'd love the snow we have right now. It's all powder.
Yeah, that's perfect, shoveling snow.
Uh-huh.
What's your number 2?
Binge gaming, mostly Clash. sometimes get on the Xbox. I really wish I had more time to devote to Microsoft Flight Simulator. I just don't, but you know, it's a way to keep yourself busy when you're kind of trapped.
My number two is I like to play games like Scrabble, Jenga, that sort of stuff. So something that different than like electronic games.
One is putting things together. The other is taking things apart.
That's right. Knocking things down.
There you go.
What's your number one?
Binge television. So I will I've completed, I think the month of December. I don't think I watched the entire series, but I completed Bosch on Amazon Prime in December. Mm-hmm. I kind of started Bosch Legacy, but then life got a little busy. So I'm kind of looking around. I might get Max so I can watch Band of Brothers for like the third or fourth time. Is that on Netflix, right? It might be on Netflix right now too. So maybe I'll just go over and watch that because it's a really well done. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a really well done World War II 10 episode thing.
Interesting. My number one is Clash of Clans, playing Clash. So that is my number one thing to do when it is miserable outside. It's also my number one thing to do when it's nice outside. So I'm ready to do some shout outs, Fado.
Yes, I want to shout out my host, Kat. Who are we kidding? It's not my co-host. It's the host, Kat, for being so patient with me and allowing me to contribute to this for as long as I have. I want to shout out Peter and Magnus. Peter for hosting for a long time as well. Magnus for being Magnus and being Magnus through all the stuff he's going through and has been through. And I'm limiting my shout outs to that because I would go on forever. So thank you.
Awesome. I don't really have any shout outs prepared, but I'm going to shout you out because I really appreciated everything that you've contributed to the show and just sticking by me. So thank you very much. And I'm going to shout out Doc because he posts a lot of great food porn.
Oh my word. Does he ever?
He makes me crazy with all the different drinks and food that he posts and keep it coming, Doc. You're slacking off the last few days. So get back on it.
Yeah, you're inspiring me to put on 5 pounds since the start of December. Thank you, Doc.
That's right. And thank you, everybody, for listening. The CFF is a family of clans who love to play various games such as Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, among others. You can send questions or comments to us on Twitter at RedThornCOC. To get more information on our clans, events, and podcasts, join the CFF Discord at discord.gg/clashpass.
/orhouse.